Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tonight we celebrate, tomorrow we go back to work.
Yeah! Mitt Romney is now the first Republican in a contested contest to win the Granite State primary and the Iowa caucuses back-to-back. The former governor picked up just over 39% of the vote in the New Hampshire primary yesterday, followed by Texas Congressman Ron Paul at 23%, then former Utah Governor John Huntsman with 17%. Fourth place was shared by former Senator Rick Santorum and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who both had about 9%. Texas Governor Rick Perry managed just over 1% of the votes cast yesterday. He hardly campaigned in New Hampshire at all. So where do Romney and the rest of the field go from here? For that conversation, we turn now to WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke, who joined me last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, for our coverage of the contest. First question, does Mitt Romney come out of New Hampshire strong enough for the contests ahead, namely South Carolina and Florida? Todd, weighed in first.
Well, he won. It was a strong victory against a split field. That's how Mitt Romney continues to win. His problem will be if some of the other candidates who seem determined to go on step up their criticism of him, as we saw in the last 48 hours of this campaign. And if they do, then South Carolina could be a real problem for Mitt Romney.
Well, I think for Romney, there was good news and bad news. The good news is he met the expectations, but there are clouds gathering on the company that he founded, Bain Capital. So for a guy who's running on his private sector experience, this is a dagger pointed at the heart of his candidacy. He's going to have to learn how to deal with this better than he did in New Hampshire.
Is this lasting damage to the Romney brand?
Well, it could be, because in South Carolina, we have an example of what Bain did. There's a factory in a little town called Gaffney, South Carolina, that Bain bought, squeezed out the workers, closed the factories. 150 people don't have jobs. So it's going to be difficult for Romney to avoid dealing with Bain Capital when he's in South Carolina, as long as that example is sitting there.
Well, his problem, too, is that the Wall Street Journal and a lot of conservative leaders are questioning what he did in some specific cases. Gingrich is calling on him to hold a press conference and answer in detail. Romney seems to be avoiding that kind of media coverage. But the problem will be for Romney is that several million dollars in attack ads will be playing in South Carolina. And the focus is Bain Capital. And this goes to the heart of Romney's candidacy, because his rationale is that he is the successful businessman who knows how to fix things. Well, if people in South Carolina get the impression that the way he sometimes fixes things is at the expense of the little guy, then that could hurt him.
All right, let's talk about Ron Paul. Came in second. He's taking his campaign forward, but to what effect?
Well, that's a problem for him, because New Hampshire was sort of tailor-made for him. The Live Free or Die state really responded to his libertarian message, just as in Iowa. In future races, he's not going to have this kind of base. He's not going to have as much money to spend. So he's going to concentrate on caucus states. That won't really get him to the nomination, but he's hoping it gives him the kind of delegate number at the convention where he can affect the platform.
I think what's interesting about Ron Paul is he's the oldest guy in the race. He's 76, and he has the youngest supporters. He had almost no money for TV ads. He relied on his volunteers and social media. His other candidates have supporters. Ron Paul has followers. He has young people who are devoted to him, and they'll do anything for the cause of bringing down the Federal Reserve, cutting the budget, bringing troops home. That mixture of messages, I'm not sure, plays well in a state like South Carolina, which is a military state. There are a lot of military facilities there, and they're not going to take well to Ron Paul's promise to slash military spending.
All right, let's talk about the third place finisher, John Huntsman. He centered his campaign in New Hampshire. Does he really have any place to go now, even though in his speech last night, he certainly sounded like it's a campaign that's moving forward?
Yeah, he says he's going to go on. He's using the slogan, Country First. I don't know if that, you know, how far that'll sustain Huntsman. He's got money problems. he and his father, who's very wealthy, haven't been able to sort of adjudicate their differences sufficiently that he can cap his father's fortune. He's reluctant to spend a lot of his own money. He says he's going to go to South Carolina. He may spend a day or two there, but my guess is he's heading for Florida, which is where he originally put his campaign headquarters.
The scenario for Huntsman to actually emerge as a serious contender, I think, is if in South Carolina, Romney, under the barrage of attack ads and criticism from the other candidates, wilts and falls from first place, that's where he is now in the polls, loses South Carolina in a big way, then going on to Florida, the Huntsman hope would be that he could then surge as the candidate who actually appeals to independents and who actually is more electable than Mitt Romney. He's sort of Romney light, you know, Romney without the baggage. And if he makes that argument, that could undercut Romney. He could take moderate votes from Romney and cut into that 25% base support that Romney has. And in that way, he could be a serious threat to the Romney candidacy farther down the line.
Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum came in about 25 points or more behind Mitt Romney, roughly tied. Have we almost seen the end of both of these candidates?
Well, Gingrich, it seems to me, is going to try to make a last stand in South Carolina. He's got a big backer who's going to go after Romney to the tune of several millions of dollars. They're going to slash and burn Romney in South Carolina as payback for what Romney's super PAC did to Gingrich in Iowa. Rick Santorum, he had no money, he had no rationale, he had no momentum coming out of Iowa in New Hampshire. He's got to gin up all that over again in South Carolina with some of the same problems. No money, no structure, no momentum.
I think Romney in South Carolina might feel that it's sort of a good cop, bad cop routine against him, where Newt Gingrich is the bad cop in the sense of really attacking him in millions of dollars of negative ads, whereas Santorum sort of stays above the fray, is seen as more of the good cop. And both of them, I think, are determined to see that there is a conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. South Carolina should winnow it down so that in Florida we should know who the main conservative alternative is to Romney. And I don't mean Ron Paul, but I mean Santorum or Perry or Gingrich.
Republican Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne will continue to provide analysis as the presidential race moves on. In the next hour of Morning Edition, we'll hear more from our reporters on the results of the New Hampshire primary yesterday. You can also get the latest numbers and analysis on our website, wbur.org.